NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The family of slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is leading a march in the nation's capital. King's eldest son, Martin Luther King III, his wife and their daughter will be among the marchers on this Martin Luther King holiday. The King family march is expected to demand action on federal voting rights legislation. Another winter storm impacting much of the southern and eastern U.S. is causing headaches for air travelers. Lisa Taylor with the latest.
The flight tracking website FlightAware shows 1,400 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have already been canceled today. The number of delayed flights is nearing 800. Winter weather alerts covered nearly 1,000 miles from Georgia to Maine Sunday, with up to 80 million affected. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Two British teens are under arrest as part of an investigation into a hostage situation in Texas Saturday. Mark Mayfield with more.
Sky News reports that the teens were taken in by Greater Manchester Police for questioning. They have not released any information as to how the pair might be connected to the standoff that took place at a synagogue near Dallas. It comes after American authorities identified the suspect in Saturday's standoff as 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram of Great Britain. The investigation is now international between the U.S., Great Britain, and Israel. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Omicron variant of COVID is showing to have mild symptoms, and some believe now is the time to catch it as a way to develop natural immunity. Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association says that's a risky proposition.
That's just not a good idea. We just do not have a way to predict who is going to have an unfortunate outcome with a severe illness.
He says the COVID parties are a flashback to chickenpox parties where parents would try to get their kids sick. He says a problem with COVID is natural immunity doesn't amount to much. That's why doctors are urging everyone to get the shots and get the booster. There's no trading today on Wall Street, with both the stock and bond markets closed for MLK Jr. Day. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.